It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
And it's all brought to you by Down East Photography. And if you are running or owning a motel or an Airbnb or a Vrbo, it's important that those pictures that you have on your website really stand out. Because get this, in the first 2 seconds, people decide if they're going to even consider staying at your place. The first 2 seconds. So if your pictures don't do it, you got a problem. Down East Photography has the expertise to make your stuff pop out. So visit them at downeastphotography.com. Hey, Steve.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Excellent. It's Friday. The sun is shining. Loving it.
Don't want to put pressure on you, but you may recall yesterday I mentioned that I think this is going to be an easy one for you this week. But nonetheless, I do have two hints for folks who might struggle with this particular Flugelhorn Friday song.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I think, wow, for the light bulb to shine so brightly in my head,
yeah.
I have to say that's probably one of the easiest ones that I remember.
Yeah.
But
yes.
For those that may be thinking, surely would like some clues to help out.
Yeah, and there may be somebody that didn't have the radio turned up loud enough, maybe, you know, going down the highway. So I'll play it one more time, then I will dispense with the clues, and then we will reveal the answer after the forecast.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Good one.
Told you it was easy, right?
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
All right, here's hint number one. Big song the year I graduated from high school. Number
Ooh.
One in 1978.
All right.
The lyric, "went away on a trip, you would say this to one who is beloved."
Good, I love your hints.
Sense. Yes, it does. Yeah.
And the name of the group... Igneous formations with forward momentum.
Good one. I love your hints.
You know, we could just start a whole new weekly game with clues about songs.
I know. I love them. So.
Oh, just my gosh.
Hints.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's Rolling Stones and Missed You.
Woohoo. Good job.
Yay. Yay.
It sounds like Sonny concurs, right?
Yes. And Steve, you graduated from high school when you were 10? Wow. That's good.